Yeah. Have you seen...
Please, no. Up.
Are you going to go and see Jurassic World?
Yeah.
Tapas. Did we do the intro to the show?
No, we didn't. No point. We didn't do it on the other one either.
Should we do one?
Just, no, there's no point.
It's fun to
not
do.
Tapas. It's just a waste of
Let's
time.
Let's do a quick one.
It's a waste. Anyways.
The Absolute Peach.
Welcome to The Absolute Peach.
What if that was our intro?
Yeah, that'd be great. Quick intro, quick outro, quick bit in the middle.
You know, there's a lot of shows that do it. This is what they'll do. They'll do this. Hi, it's The Absolute Peach. Thanks for listening. Lots of cool things on the show today, featuring me, and then that's it.
Smiles McGee.
That's the whole really? Intro. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what we do, except ours goes down and up again.
Yeah.
And then, bam.
Much more professional. Bam,
bam. And we come in going, yeah, what's up? Don't we?
Have you seen, are you going to see, I've been going to London a lot recently. Did you know, at Waterloo Station?
Yes.
There is posters everywhere for a Jurassic World.
Really?
Yep, all over the place. And there's massive screens with the trailer playing on loop all day. And in the middle of the station, last week I was there, there was a big container and it had InGen written on the side. And around it was like a perimeter. And it said, do not cross. And there was two guards who I couldn't work out if they were rail, like network rail people or actors.
Okay.
But... there was a little slot in the top of the... I posted it to the Absolute Peach Facebook page, so I'm sure, you would have seen it.
I did see it.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Well, I can tell you exactly what you're going
to
say.
Gap that you could look in, and you couldn't actually look in, because every time you try to, they chase you away.
Yeah.
Which was weird.
What was in there then? Well, I saw the other one you posted.
And then I came back this week, and this time the front was busted open, and there were the three Velociraptors.
What, real ones?
Well...
But they're killing people.
They looked quite real.
Like, it must have been a bloodbath. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Just thousands dead.
It's publicity, though, isn't it? Can't put a price on it.
Human life.
No news.
It's not worth it, is it?
There's no such thing as bad press.
Thousands of human lives worth of
a If they made a real Velociraptor that killed, like, 100 people... Do you know how many tickets they'd sell to that film?
Well, that is the film, isn't it? That's the storyline of the film, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm not...
Are you going to go and see
I'm not bothered because...
Why? Why not?
From watching the trailer...
Did you like the first one, can I ask?
Yeah, it was good.
Did you like the second one?
I don't remember the second or third or fourth or whatever they are.
Okay.
I don't really... I remember the first one and I remember...
There's been three.
Remember at the time, you know, effects were good and all that kind of stuff.
Brilliant.
Looking back on it now... Not that great.
What? No, it still stands up.
Really?
Yeah, big time.
Even the bit where they're in the kitchen and the Velociraptor's on the other side of the swinging door with the round hole in it, round window.
Yes.
And then...
It blows air in there.
Yeah.
Certain scenes...
And it's like a cardboard...
It steams up the window,
It's like
a
cardboard Velociraptor just moving forward.
It's not car.
it's rubber.
It's not.
It's completely still and it just slides into the shot and then slides back out. It's pathetic.
Okay, I'll grant you that. There are certain scenes, but considering it was made 22.
Oh, yeah.
22. Mm. There are films made in 2003, which don't look as good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the CGI on the big things was like
right there?
Pretty good. Yeah, just touching your toes. Yeah. Why are they over this side?
That felt nice.
Keep them over your side.
My legs are very long today.
Okay, just today. But yeah, I mean, I've seen the trailer, and to be honest, there's two things that... Don't make me want to go and see it. One, looks like they've shown loads of the good effects stuff on the trailer.
And I thought you don't watch trailers normally.
Well, it's on TV, isn't it?
Well, I don't.
If it comes on the advert,
really watch TV.
I'll see it. So every time I see a trailer, it seems like there's a new bit that they've added onto it.
Yeah,
I agree. A new big effect.
I hate it.
A new big creature. So
I've never watched the trailer all the way through because I don't want it to be a spoiler.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons. The other reason is they've pretty much given the story line away. Yeah. And it just seems like if they'd have given a kid a bit of paper and said, write down how to make the next Jurassic Park film bigger than the last one. What kind of story could we have?
Yeah.
And, you know, that seems like what they've gone with.
Yeah.
Oh, what, T-Rex? Well, we need something bigger than T-Rex. Well, there isn't anything more dangerous than T-Rex. What about genetically enhanced T-Rex? Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, GMO the most T-Rex. Ridiculous thing.
Didn't we go through the trailer on the show? I think we did.
Did we? A long time ago. Must have been ages ago.
I'm sure we went through it.
But it because, yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Because I thought, A, the dialogue seemed cheesy. Mm. That there's a scene at the beginning of the trailer where they're talking about, I don't know, they're having a conversation. Mm. And there's the most moronic line. It's like, if a dinosaur comes after you or something, run.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What?
Mm.
What do you mean?
And also, isn't Chris Pratt's character just some dude at the park for the day? He's not a scientist or anything.
I thought he worked there.
And also, they're doing all the science stuff at the park, aren't they?
Say again?
Also, they're doing all the science-y stuff at the park.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that would be away from the park. The park would be separate. Once everything's sorted, like, have a little centre where they do all the science stuff, breed the dinosaurs, whatever, check that they're
on
safe.
On a separate island.
All that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when they're all perfectly safe, yet we know for 100% they're safe,
yeah,
ship them over to the tourist island where all the innocent bystanders
agreed,
are.
Agreed, agreed.
Not, oh, what's this? Oh, it's a perfectly safe little creature. What's that in the cage directly next door to it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a genetically modified T-Rex.
Killing machine.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Is that safe? Well, I don't know yet. Just we'll see, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Seems to be all right.
What are you doing? Just letting it out for a walk.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do that. Why are these? I'm sure it'd be fine.
Well, there's thousands of people here. Yeah, that's all right.
Did anyone say that you could let it out? No one said I couldn't.
Mm.
Oh, good point, I suppose. Mm. Okay, well, I'm going to lunch.
But also, the premise of it seems ridiculous because there's one bit on the trailer where it says the T-Rex, whatever it is loose, and he's saying, there's thousands of people on this island, you don't have any boats. It's like, where have the boats gone? Surely an island like that, with, you know, a big attraction,
yeah,
there'd be thousands of them, constantly, yeah, back and forth, you know. Oh, one sunk. Well, don't matter. There's 50 million more.
Let's remind ourselves of this trailer, because this scene is at the beginning here, and I want to show you how cretinous it sounds.
I'm really proud of you for going on this trip.
You're going to have so much fun. And remember, if something chases you, run.
And she smiles smugly to herself, yeah, there, as if that was a witty thing to, yeah, say. If something chases you, run.
Yeah, thanks, Mum.
If someone's chasing you, you're already running.
Yeah.
By the way, you idiot. There's a boat.
Yeah, with hundreds, if not thousands of people on it. On one single boat.
Not thousands of people on that boat, is there?
Reckon. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. You think how small 100
couple
people
of hundred.
Is. Way more. Like a double-decker yacht. Triple-decker yacht. Like, it's like a little mini ferry.
All right. Park is open, yeah. So.
Show all the dinosaurs, yeah. Show all the CGI.
I don't want to see that. There's a scene with the massive water thing that comes up.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see it again, but yeah, there's a big like SeaWorld type thing.
But that would have been a nice one to just
see. Be a surprise.
When you, especially in 3D or something.
And it's huge, and I didn't even think it looked that good in the trailer. Like, I don't know if that was an early trailer.
I don't know.
And I just thought, why are you showing this? Is one of your like blockbuster?
Yeah.
Like, I know why they're showing it, because it's a big deal. It's a big scene. It's grand.
Yeah.
But, like, people are paying you a lot of money to see this. And you're just giving all the good stuff away to everyone else for free.
Like, when that jumps out, if that's in 3D, you know,
that
and
would
it
be epic,
looks great, and you haven't seen it before, you're like, whoa, that's amazing. But, I saw that on the trailer. Great.
By hybrid. Of digging up bombs. A whole new frontier has opened up. We have our first genetically modified hybrid.
Why do you need to do that?
Yeah, no, you don't need to.
What is the point? Like, do you know how many dinosaurs there were?
Mm.
Like, just get other designs.
Thousands.
Like, just get other dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Or make a hybrid of something else.
Mm. don't know,
like a lion and like a like a saber. Bring back a saber-toothed tiger or something. Yeah.
Or start off small. Well, we've got this new technology now, so we can do hybrid dinosaurs. Yeah. Oh, brilliant! What are you going to start with? Probably the most dangerous one ever known. And make it more way more dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Maybe start off with just like a, you know, a little mini one that just eats leaves or something.
Have you watched Jurassic Park 1, 2 and 3? Like, I'm just thinking, because as we're doing this,
yeah,
we should probably be quite informed. I keep meaning to. I do, honestly. The thing is, it's on the it's on my shelf on a DVD. Mm. Blu-ray. Yeah. I don't really understand Blu-ray DVD. And I'm always just watching Netflix, to be honest. You know, it's just on.
Mm.
I have to get up and put it in. You know what I mean? Yeah, I know. I'm exactly the same way. I would just thought, I really feel that we'd be more better informed if we watched those movies and then made a dinosaur.
I don't think there's any need to, really.
Because I think I heard things didn't go exactly to plan in every case.
I think, yeah, I've heard rumours, but to be honest, I mean, the park's still here now, so it can't have been that bad.
Well, how come the park's here, by the way?
Well, I don't know, really.
Like, how come we... Because what happened to the other... Because this is a different... This is a new park. What happened to the other... Because there's several, weren't there?
Well, I'm sure there's flourishing.
Because the guy who's the guy who used to run it? John something, wasn't it? John...
Can't remember.
John Rex. And what happened to him? What happened to all those people, actually?
Well, I imagine just, you know, the other ones are doing so well, they had to open up this new one, I would have thought. This is the new flagship.
Oh.
So that's what I thought.
Yeah. Right. I was concerned that maybe things were, I don't know, that people might have...
can't imagine that anything could have gone
did
wrong.
Did it all go to plan, is my...
Well, yeah, I would have thought so.
Right.
Hence why they're opening up this new one, you know, because people have, you know, go into all the others.
Yeah.
There's just not enough... But they never room for
apparently
them.
They never quite got open, did they? That's the thing. Wow. Is there a reason?
I thought
I'm probably worrying about nothing.
Yeah, let's just carry on.
Made a new dinosaur? Probably not a good idea.
Oh, do you think?
Who's this guy? Who's this young maverick?
Probably not a good idea.
This renegade, this outsider.
Coming up. First genetically modified hybrid.
We just went and made a new dinosaur? Probably not a good idea.
So what he's done there, he said what the audience... Yeah,
they're thinking it.
Yeah.
He said
Do you see? Did so you they, pick up on that?
They can relate to him now.
So everyone in the audience is going,
that's what I was thinking.
I was... Listen. Listen.
Or you.
I was literally just a second ago thinking that. It's Zach. So do you think... Who would think... Do you think that's a good idea? Because I don't.
But you do, though, I bet. Yeah, yeah.
I actually don't know.
I think the same as him.
And I was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty much him. In this film, if I was one of the characters in this film, I'd probably be him.
The cool one.
Yeah, yeah. The cool guy.
Because he was in, you know...
Renegade, Maverick.
All that, you know, all the movie. What was that movie? No. I don't know. Yeah. Really,
I mean, he's come in now and like he's just wearing like a denim shirt. He don't care.
He does not care.
I mean, they're all in lab coats. So he's like, yeah, right. Yeah. I'll just waltz in here and tell you what's up.
Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy he was in.
You've made a new dinosaur movie. Good one. Yeah, who thought that was a good idea?
Not me.
If I was there, that wouldn't have happened.
Excuse me, anyone else around here think that was a good idea? Well, I didn't.
Yeah, I did.
See you later.
Almost 40 feet high. Really think she climbed out?
Depends.
On what?
What kind of dinosaur they cooked up in that lab?
Okay, so he doesn't know.
Do you think at some point, he's always been called in, he must be some sort of trapping expert or something, I'm guessing.
Trainer.
Like, catches elephants or something, I guess.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Or dinosaurs.
Yeah, maybe. At some point, before he got there, said yes to the job, yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
You know, agreed a contract.
Yeah.
Got paid.
Insurance, I imagine.
Bit of deposit or whatever.
He's got all his insurance in order.
Insurance, they'll need to know details of what's going on.
What are the risks? Low.
We'll see.
Minimal to low.
You know, he turns up at the place. He's actually in the cage.
Yeah.
Looking around.
Yeah.
At no point before then has anyone said, there's a photo here of what you're going to be looking for. So, you know, when we were cooking this thing up in the lab.
Yeah.
Do you actually cook it up in the lab? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a bit of splicing. We'll splice some genetics, some genes here.
It's so easy now. The thing is, you know, I thought about this the other day, actually. Mm. It's so easy that maybe we should, you know, this is my opinion, but maybe we shouldn't. I'm worried that we could get a little bit too liberal.
Yeah. Anything could be, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Because we could knock up pretty much whatever.
Just splice something together. What are you doing? I'm just splicing genes.
Is that stable or? I've got some free time, so I thought I'd. Yeah. You know, for I think in six arms.
Mm. Yeah.
For this next one.
Yeah. Really? I'm going to go eight.
Yeah.
I've got some spider genes. Splice them with something. Don't know what yet. But a friend of mine, he tried to put some together, it just didn't work.
Yeah.
Didn't splice.
In his garage.
He just put one on top of the other.
He does a bit of home splicing on YouTube.
He doesn't really know what he's doing. But this guy, how does he not know what he's looking for?
Don't know.
I mean, they'd have drawings or something of when they were, you know, cooking it up.
Mm.
They'd have had, right, what should we make? Oh, I don't know, T-Rex or something? Yeah. Yeah. Add a bit of this to it. What's it going to look like, you think? Probably look like this.
Yeah, that's good.
Should we keep that? No, throw it directly into the bin. Don't keep any trace of what this thing looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyone who comes to see it, we want it to be a big surprise.
It's too dangerous.
Yeah.
It's too risky.
Too risky. No eyes on that. Everyone who comes into this needs to be coming into it completely blind.
Yeah.
So it's scarier that way.
That's the only way we can survive, I think. Really.
More on the edge.
Really?
Everyone has to be constantly on the edge.
Doesn't sound like it holds any logic at all. No, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, listen.
I'm 80% sure. I'm 78% sure.
Evacuate the island. She's a highly intelligent animal. She will kill anything that moves.
What's Mila Jovovich doing? Yeah. Out of Resident
That's
Evil
her daughter.
Doing in this film? Is it really?
No.
I just
wet. This looks weak, doesn't it?
I mean, I've bought tickets. I've bought premiere tickets. Wow. I'm seeing this on Saturday.
Suck it in.
Because I think that trailer is not going to do it justice. But I think it's a bad trailer.
It's very bad.
I really do.
All the ones I've seen of it have been really bad.
Well, I haven't seen the extended ones, and I don't want to. But I'm thinking maybe that one was so compressed that it doesn't flow, and the isolated dialogue sounds really cliche. Yeah. Maybe it's not as cliche in context, but a lot of those snippets were just like, really? That's probably in like 50 action films. All those lines.
Mm. Well, I don't want to ruin anything for you.
No, please don't. Because I've paid a lot of money for these tickets, I'm sure anyone listening. Will as well.
But there's one bit.
No, I'm not going to tell you.
But there's one bit in one of the trailers.
I don't want to hear it.
It's a very You've small segment. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not. It's a very small section.
This is what I get. I'm getting what I deserve.
No, I won't ruin it.
Please don't ruin it.
It's like a 2 second bit in one of the trailers.
Please don't ruin it.
And it gives a hint towards something that, if true, I think will be just horrendous.
A sequel?
No. Something like a plot.
Oh.
Plot theme in the film.
Okay.
Of just something that happens, and I just think if it is what I think, it will be just terrible.
I think I might know what you mean.
It's a bit when he's on a motorbike.
Yeah, he's like teaming up.
Yeah, with the dinosaurs.
Which is ludicrous.
Yeah, the velociraptors or whatever.
There's no way.
He's riding along on a motorbike and they're like with him, like, come on, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go get him.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do this on your own. You need some dino help.
I could eat you and every fibre of my being wants to.
Mm.
And primal urge.
Yep.
And that's exactly all I act on as well. Nothing else.
No, nothing else. There's no other thought going on there. I'm a primitive.
I'm going to save that. Mm. I'm going to hold that.
Pop a pin in that.
We got... exactly.
You know, there's...
Pop a pin in
for
it.
For the great... You know, I know I want this park to be a success
we're
as much
in
as
this
you
together.
Do.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
You know, if this doesn't go well, we're out on our ear.
Yeah.
You know.
If it does go well, I'm still going to eat you.
Yeah.
But for now...
Mm. Yeah.
We're brothers.
Yeah.
Brothers in claws.
Yeah. the enemy of my enemy.
Yeah, is my friend.
Is my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's buddy up, get on that bike. You know, I'll get the boys together.
We run fast, so you'll need a bike.
We'll head out, hunting party.
Yeah.
You know, we don't actually talk the same language or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, the way we act is just so alien to you and vice versa.
Yeah. There's no points of reference at all.
Yeah, no.
So there's no coordinating us at all.
No. You can't just be on your bike, go in,
let's go
here. Point over there, and we're going to go, hey, up, he's pointing over there. Let's
we
go.
All understand
we'll
pointing.
Go that way.
Yeah, pointing, we do that all the time.
Yeah.
Always pointing.
And then, you know, we'll talk to each other. You know, we'll say some of you go over there,
in our
some
language.
Over there,
yeah.
And somehow we'll make it.
Yeah.
We'll get there, you know.
And what I was thinking is, ideally, what we want to do is when we're like tracking something, take you know something stealthy like a motorbike.
Yeah, definitely. You want to be sneak attack, and then nothing says sneak attack like a motocross bike, because you know the loudest bike you could ever imagine. Yeah. Have you got any weapons at all? No, actually, no. Just my brains.
Yeah.
And this bag of...
And brawn.
Oh, yeah. He's got brawn now, yeah, definitely.
Mm.
Well, he's the new action star, isn't he?
Apparently, yeah. Which I think is strange, because I haven't ever seen
very
him
strange,
in Parks and Recreation.
Yeah, and he's just sort of like a chubby loser.
I haven't seen... have you seen Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yes. And he is good in it.
I haven't seen it. I've heard it's very good.
He is really good, yeah. It's fantastic.
Okay.
I really enjoy
it. I will watch it, then.
And he is really good in it. He's as good as an action star, but he's that kind of in Guardians of the Galaxy. He's a bit more of a sort of
jokey
indie action star.
Yeah.
He's not like big muscle man,
right?
You know, he's kind of like a cool,
yeah,
bit more to him.
Mm. Very indie, isn't he?
He's not like The Rock, you know.
No,
Dwayne Johnson.
Mm.
Although watch his film,
what,
San Andreas.
Yeah,
that was good for what it was. Good for what it was, yeah.
Did you just peck the mic?
Just spat on the mic.
Oh.
Yeah, drool.
Watch him drool on the mic.
Again, too much water in my mouth.
I heard that it's amazingly visually amazing.
Yeah,
but
really good.
The story is not that good.
Again, it's the story is you could, fit it onto a post-it note. And there's lots of cheesy
It's disappointing,
bits, but
really.
It's the same with everything.
So I thought it was going to be actually good, this one. Because he hyped it up so much.
Yeah. There was one bit where that I just cringed and thought, why do they put these bits in?
Right.
Why just leave it out?
Right.
You could write a million other lines that would be so much better.
Okay.
There's one bit where they're in a plane flying over the disaster area, him and his wife, and they need to land. They can't land, obviously, nowhere to land. So he's like, right, we've got to jump out. So they jump out, parachute down, parachutes into a baseball stadium.
All right.
They're doing a tandem. Parachutes down, drops into the stadium. First thing he says to her as they drops down, he grabs her, parachute goes off, and he goes, it's been a while since I took you to second base.
Wow.
And I just thought, come on, man, you're better than this. You're better than that. You're Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I don't know if he is.
He is better than that.
I don't know if he is.
He is. But they must, I mean, it must be great working on a film like that, thinking, this is going to, going to be a cool film. I'm going to look amazing in it.
I imagine it'll be fun to watch.
But then he must read the script and think, oh, God, please.
Yeah.
Please, just don't do this to me.
But don't you think he's got the... Do you think he still suffers from... Because he's relatively new to movies still, although now he's billed as Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson.
Do you think he still suffers from... not quite having that star power yet to say, look, I ain't saying that, mate.
No, I don't think so. I think now...
You think he could say...
I think...
Change that line.
He's pretty much the biggest action star now. He's like the new Arnie, isn't he?
Yeah, but
there's
he's
no
not...
One...
He hasn't got... Has he got credibility yet?
I don't know. His acting's good now, though.
Yeah.
I was thinking that in this, even though some of the lines were terrible, his actual acting...
Okay.
Is good.
Okay.
Even in the sort of bits where he's a bit more emotional and
I mean,
stuff.
I liked him in... I like him in the comedy... films
he's good at those,
but I'm not sure about the action ones.
I think he's getting better. I think he's honing his craft,
because it's not a kind of funny one, is it? It's a fairly serious one. It's like 2012
it's
kind
pretty
of style.
Damn serious,
like,
yeah everything just gets completely wrecked.
Yeah
But there's the usual sort of,
it's hard to carry that off though.
Yeah, but they do the usual, everything's completely knackered, but we're America, so we can do anything. Ain't going to stop us.
Yeah.
You know, there's lots of slow motion flags waving.
Really?
In the aftermath, that kind of thing. And
who directed it?
I don't know. But yeah, it's all that. There's not loads of it, but it's there's moments you just think you could do without it. It'd be better if, you know, stick something else in or just make it shorter.
Yeah.
There's just no real need for it.
6.6 out of 10. Brad Peyton. I recognise that name.
But the...
he did another one with him in it, with The Rock in it. Journey to the Mysterious Island.
Wow.
Zed, and then Cats and Dogs, The Revenge of Kitty Galore.
Mm.
Which...
So, yeah, pretty... pretty well, good. Yeah.
Mm. Probably, I don't know. I think I'll probably wait...
I'll probably wait. I just kind of wanted to go to the cinema to see it, to see the effect. And the effects were cool, but, you know, these days, for me, effects aren't enough. Need a good storyline.
But do you like films like The Expendables? Because someone was telling me today that The Expendables 3, really good.
Yeah.
But I watched Expendables 1, and I thought, yeah, the effects are great. But the story's rubbish. It's not really interesting.
Well, no, for me, that film, those films are just The Expendables, just about how many old action stars from the 80s and 90s can they get in one film?
Sure.
And, you know, I think it's Expendables 2 or 3, they just have random people just turning up out of nowhere. There's one bit with Chuck Norris, I think it's the third one, with Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
And he's not in the film at all. And then all of a sudden, they're in the middle of this sort of run-down city that's been bombed to hell.
Yeah.
They're on the defensive, and all of a sudden, he hasn't even been mentioned in the film, I don't think. He just walks around the corner with like a minigun in his hand and starts firing at everyone and say it sort of saves the day.
Yeah.
Then he just walks off again.
So it's making fun of itself, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Which is okay.
Yeah. I think it's good. But they do. Like, I think in the first one, is that the one with Jean-Claude Van Damme?
I can't remember, really.
And he does the kick that he did in Kickbox or whatever, the slow motion, like, silhouette kick, and that's in it and stuff. And Arnie and Bruce Willis, I think, so they did a few lines from some of their old films and stuff like that. So it's kind of like a throwback to the old action films.
Have you seen all of them, then?
Yeah.
And is Arnie in all of them?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, he is.
I do like Arnie, though.
Yeah, he is good, yeah. He's getting old now, but...
But do you think he's still in? Because he talks about going to the gym. Because I was listening to an interview with him the other day, right? And he talks about going to the gym still and all that stuff. But then you see some photos online of him, like an absolute wreck.
Yeah, he's better now.
I remember seeing this picture, and
where he was on the beach,
shattered. Yeah,
yeah, that was from years ago. Shattered.
So what happened? Did he just go, screw it, can't be bothered?
I think that's when he was governor, wasn't it? When he was governor of California, and he was probably just. He just thought, I don't have time.
See, look, there you go. Now, 2014. Yeah,
he's getting better.
I mean, he's in great shape for, like, however old
Must
he
be
is.
Must be in his, what, 70s, is he?
He's doing this new 60s, thing now. 70s, yeah. He's got a lot of fitness sponsorship.
Yeah.
Or he owns fitness brands. And, like, he's pretty jacked.
Yeah.
But there was this one picture of him on the beach.
Yeah, but that was years ago. That was when he was doing all the governor stuff. And he was, he was just massively fat, wasn't he? He just completely lost it. But yeah, now he's...
I mean, it was real bad. Again.
Yeah, there you go, look.
Yeah. But I guess you probably suffer the effects of stopping your training.
Oh, yeah.
Worse and worse and worse the older you get.
Yeah.
So to be in the shape he's in now,
he
must be hitting it pretty hard, I reckon.
Oh, yeah, and probably a little bit of help with testosterone and stuff.
But,
I mean, to go from what he was, which was pretty much, you know, most people agree that he was the most peak physical specimen ever, don't they? You know.
Not natural, but still.
Yeah, but, you know.
Still amazing shape.
So yeah, I mean, to go from that, you're never gonna keep it, are you?
No, but it's inspiring to see, as someone who's relatively late to the game, with like kind of fitness and weights training stuff.
Yeah,
it's really inspiring to see someone older who's managed to keep it going. That it makes you feel like you still got a lot of like potential.
Yeah,
which is quite cool.
Yeah,
but have you seen this movie Pumping Iron?
Yeah.
Really good.
Really funny.
I've seen it a couple of times, actually. He's just really interesting. Such a character, isn't he?
Yeah. And the fact that the way he gets in like people's heads and stuff, who he's competing with, like Luferino and stuff, calling him like a boy, and you know, like when they're having breakfast, like, oh, don't worry, it's only your first one, like you might do all right next year or something, and like you know, keep trying and stuff before they've even done it.
Yeah,
and it seemed like just you know when he got on stage, he knew that he was just that's it, he's won.
Yeah,
because he was just already in his own head. Way better than everyone anyway,
which is amazing. And I listened to his podcast interview with him, and he talks about all that kind of psychological like mind games, and not just trying to tell other people that he's the best, but also just saying it to himself, like speaking that, almost like prophesying it over himself. And it just manifests, it just becomes true because of like belief and commitment and stuff. It's like amazingly inspiring guy from the perspective of just having a goal and relentlessly going after it. But he used to do, he said like he used to give out like bad advice to people.
Really?
he was telling me
I met up with him the other night, and
he said I can't remember if it was in the movie or is it an interview, but I think it was in the movie, and he was saying that he met a guy who wanted to become a competitive bodybuilder, and he wanted his advice about posing.
Yeah.
And he said that there's this new thing now that they're doing in America, because I think he went back home.
Yeah.
And he said, what they're doing is whenever you do a new pose, you have to scream, and every pose you do, you scream. And then if you, the higher, you go, or like the higher you put your hands or whatever, the higher pitch you have to scream.
That's genius.
And he said that he spent like 2 or 3 hours training with this guy, like getting him to scream and like getting him to perfect it.
Wow.
Or it's just like a massive
just to
prank.
Put him off. I wonder if that guy actually went to a competition and did that.
I don't know, it's so funny.
That's ridiculous.
But he's just such an awesome guy.
Yeah.
I was so glad he's getting back into movies.
Yeah, because I kind of thought, he's not going to do anymore. But it's good that he's. I haven't seen any of his recent. I think the latest one I saw was that one he did with Sylvester Stallone, where they was trapped on that ship.
That was okay.
It was all right.
wasn't Sylvester Stallone, was it? It was.
They were both inmates in the prison, weren't
they? That was actually all right.
It wasn't bad.
Because Sloane was an expert, like, escape artist or something.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, but the ending was a bit stupid.
But there's, if you want to hear that, in that podcast interview, it's really good. It's done by this guy who's, I've been listening to a lot of his podcasts recently, called Tim Ferriss. He's actually a pretty well-known guy himself. He wrote this book called The 4-Hour Work Week and The 4-Hour Body.
Yeah.
And he is amazing. Like, he is one of the most kind of switched on, productive, busy guys who just goes after life and just does loads of amazing stuff.
Yeah.
And the people that he's interviewed on his podcast, just unbelievable. Like, everyone from, Schwarzenegger, he's had Triple H on there.
Oh, yeah.
Triple H. He's had... Anthony Robbins, Tony Robbins, big motivational speaker on there. He's just had tons of amazing. I listened to one of him and Jon Favreau, the actor and director.
Yeah, he's good.
And he's just like got some serious pulling power when it comes to really influential people.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Anyone listening who listens to podcasts, I definitely recommend you check out. It's called the Tim Ferriss Show. Apparently, he's got an iTunes TV show now, which is the number one TV show on iTunes.
Oh, right.
So
could be us one day.
But it's really interesting. It was like an hour and a half, I think, the interview. Really, really interesting.
Yeah.
You find out so much about Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. It's cool listening to people talk about their lives and stuff like that, because it's just sort of so far removed from what normal people's lives are like.
Yeah, exactly.
That it's just so interesting to hear what they've done and how they felt when they were doing it and stuff.
Yeah,
it's really, really cool.
But you hear like their backstory, when how they came from nothing.
Yeah,
and it's, you know, there are kind of parallels along the way that you think, oh yeah, I felt like that.
Yeah.
But he's also I listened to one the other day where he interviewed Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park and tells the whole story of Linkin Park right from the beginning. And it turns out that Mike Shinoda was like the brains behind the whole thing.
Yeah.
And Chester Bennington didn't come until later, but when they went to the label, the label were basically trying to get him to just kind of take a back seat and be like a piano player, or really? Kind of edge him out.
Yeah.
And they wanted Chester to be like the star. How they tried to mold the band, and they just basically told him to get stuffed, and that was a massive risk. And anyway, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And Rick Rubin, like the record producer, amazing guy as well. So anyway, yeah, that's my podcast recommendation.
Cool.
But yeah.
Apart from this one, obviously.
I wouldn't listen to this one.
No. Skip this. Turn this off now. Yeah. Go listen to Tim Ferriss.
Yeah.
That's what I'd do.
Exactly. Pretty much.
Or not.
Hmm.
We'll just keep listening to this.
But yeah, so we got two tapas shows pumped out this week.
Yeah.
Or in the last week. Been a little while, so we really want to get back on top of it again. We haven't released a public show this week, just we wanted to focus on the
a doublé
on the tapas,
a doublé tapas,
get some content out. Been busy, boys. I've spent so much time in like London with work, and it's just
always ramps up with the summer as well, doesn't it? Always fine during the winter, it's a bit less going on. Summer, as soon as the sun comes out, everyone's doing stuff.
I don't know why that is. Like, apart from Christmas, I don't see why business would suddenly get.
No, I don't know.
But yeah, and it's the time when you want to be like spending leisure time more.
Yeah,
like you want to be out more, doing fun stuff. And instead, no, you're just knackered. You're busy, like absolutely
Captain Snoozy.
Pretty much, yeah.
Snooze and boil.
yeah. Cracks himself up.
Yeah.
I remember the first time you thought of that. You probably laughed for about an hour. Yeah.
I wonder what she's up to these days.
What, Susan Boyle?
Yeah.
She's probably made a fairly good career for herself as a classical operatic singer or whatever.
Yeah, imagine so. She was strange, but good voice.
Doesn't matter, though, does it? You can be strange. As a singer, you can be as strange as you want.
Yeah.
I mean, I to be honest, she's played it the way I would play it. She didn't do well in the spotlight.
No.
People were making fun of her.
That's
and
it,
also look at her. She's just a bit odd looking. And so she's just gone off and just done her thing.
Mm.
And she's won tons of awards. She sold over 19 million albums worldwide.
That's crazy, isn't it?
And received 2 Grammy Awards nominations.
Net worth estimated at £22 million.
Fair play.
Well done.
I mean, I remember when she was first on, was it Britain's Got Talent or was it X Factor?
Britain's Got Talent, yeah. Because she just came on and she was talking a bit funny and they were like, oh, yeah, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
And then she sang and they all just started crying, didn't they?
Yeah.
Like, you're amazing. Did she win it? She won it, didn't she, that year, I think?
She must have done.
Yeah. Or did that diversity win it? Was that the same year?
The thing is, when you see some of the acts that win Britain's Got Talent, they're just
cretin. Didn't that dog won it?
Dog. How did the dog win?
Yeah.
This is a... Is this her very first debut?
So, yeah, I think so.
All right, what's your name, darling?
My name is Susan Boyle.
Okay, Susan, where are you from?
How are there people already laughing?
I know, yeah.
At what?
Jeering, aren't they? just constantly jeering. Yeah, I went to Britain's Got Talent and just jeered all day.
We just went,
didn't care who came on, how good they were.
Hey, bothered, mate.
Just thought, get him off.
Just got lagered up.
Yeah.
Who are the type of people that go to these as well?
Though? Who knows?
Like, seriously.
I mean, come on.
I would hate it.
I mean, it must be all day as well.
Yeah.
Just there for hours. Get herded around. Right, go and sit in there. And I bet that in between acts, they've got people coming in with signs going, Richie, like, wee.
Yeah, oh, yeah, of course.
Or the next one that comes in, like, boo them and stuff. Oh, yeah, whatever. Just all scripted, all just completely cretinous.
Do you know, I went on a TV show once.
Really? Me too.
Did you? What? Which one?
Gladiators.
Really?
Yeah. The original one.
No way.
You went on...
I went on BBC's Strictly Dance Fever.
Oh, my God.
With Graham...
How have I never heard of this?
With Graham Norton.
What?
Do you remember that show?
Strictly Dance Fever. No.
Do you remember it?
That's not Strictly Come Dancing, is it?
No. This is like the for the cool slash very camp
kids. Was this pre Strictly Come Dancing then?
I don't know. This is a terrible video. What you want one of him introducing it.
So it's just him being camp and people dancing.
2006. She gonna do.
Wow. So why did you go and watch this? Presume it was your lady wife's idea.
Yeah, she wanted to. She wanted to.
Of all the things to do, why would this be top of the
list? I don't know.
As a little taster of what you'll see, please welcome Mr. Ray Gelato and our professional dancers.
Is that him talking or you?
That's me. He's less camp.
Mm.
It's the most glitzy camp show that you could possibly ever go
to. There's a big tunnel that they seem to come down that's all got, you know, flashing lights and...
I don't know why we went. We just did. You know, it's just one of those things you do. Anyway, back to Susan.
I am from Blackburn near Bathgate, West Lothian.
It's a big town.
It's a sort of collection of... It's a collection of... villages. I had to think there.
And how old are you, Susan?
I am 47.
She said that in such a forlorn way.
Yeah.
I hope I don't think like that when I'm 47. Yeah. She shook her head and went,
it with pride.
Little did she know.
But she knows what she's got in the tank.
In the tank, yeah.
She's got an ace up her sleeve.
Yeah.
They don't know about it.
Two aces.
Yeah.
Probably. Four.
Maybe. Yeah, set of aces.
Yeah.
Full house.
Mm.
And that's just one side of me.
I'd like to think, but I don't believe it, that she did all that, like did a little dance, made herself quirky to make people think, oh, this, look at this no-hoper.
Yeah, maybe.
But knowing that she would absolutely just destroy.
Because that would be funny, wouldn't it? If you had the whereabouts to think, I know.
I'm amazing. Yeah, exactly.
But I don't want to just go out there, look all cool,
and then
they'll be like, oh, this guy's probably going to be good, and then be good.
Yeah.
I want to go out there, look, make them think, please, why are we even here?
Yeah.
Get them off, get the next person on, don't even want to listen to them. Yeah. And then...
Shove it up their
smash
asses.
Smash it out of the park, basically. They'll be jeering at me, whistling, whatever, and then I'll sing, boom goes the dynamite.
Yeah.
Maybe, but I don't know if she did.
I don't think so too, but it would be so nice.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the dream?
I'm trying to be a professional singer.
And why hasn't it worked out so far, Susan?
Look at this girl's face.
What's she done with her life?
Yeah,
good one. She wants to be a professional singer. She should be like me, sat in an audience doing nothing.
Yeah, with an inch-thick foundation all over my face.
Just taking the mick out of someone who's actually trying to do something.
I wonder what she's doing now.
Even if she was crap, at least she's got up there and done it. You know, put herself forward.
Yeah.
Not just a faceless crowd member.
Mm. But she might be very talented, this girl who screwed up her face.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Looks it.
Oh, looks can be deceiving, as Susan Boyle will tell you.
I've never been given the chance before, but here's hoping it'll change.
Okay, and who would you like to be as successful as?
Elaine Page.
What are you going to sing tonight?
I'm going to sing I Dreamed a Dream from the Miserables.
Okay.
I'm interested to know... What Elaine Page's net worth is.
Yeah, not 22 mil, I bet.
Probably more, but...
You reckon?
Yeah. Oh, look. Susan Boyle is a virus, claims her music idol Elaine Page.
Someone's bitter. Bitter pill to swallow.
Dude. Elaine Page.
Third one down, $40 million.
Where is it? $40 million.
What's that? That's less than... No, is that... It's close. Is that going to be £22 million? Puns.
Ooh.
25.
Close. Knocking on door.
Boyle's still going strong, isn't she? So.
Oh, you know that Elaine Page has just been clicking refresh on the Susan Boyle Wikipedia page. Yeah. I'm still 4 million ahead. You've got to let it go, Elaine. You've got to let it go.
Oh, I think she was saying it. She was a virus as a good thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's a virus who spread across the world in a nanosecond.
She's a girl with no experience of anything to do with theatrics, the music business, or art in any way. She's done terribly well to be a major star overnight with YouTube.
Bit condescending.
Slash Britain's Got Talent. She probably don't care. I mean, no. I don't think I care about anything if I had 30 million. I certainly wouldn't be looking to see how much $30 million is in pounds.
No. I'd just be using cash to wipe my ass and stuff.
I wouldn't be wiping my own ass.
No.
Yeah? Yes.
we know how this roughly
well,
goes.
Well, I want to just hear the beginning.
You want to hear it?
Just the beginning.
All right.
Just see their faces.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Simon's still not on his feet, though.
No. No, I don't want to... She's just walking off now.
Gets on his feet for the dog.
Thank you very much, Susan Peers.
Without a doubt, that was the biggest surprise I have had in 3 years on this show. When you stood there with that cheeky grin and said, I want to be like Elaine Page, everyone was laughing at you. No one is laughing now. That was... stunning, an incredible performance. Amazing. I'm reeling from shock about you two, but
I am so thrilled because I know that everybody was against you.
I honestly can do.
Think that we were all being probably very not. Cynical. We know how it ends.
I was quite enjoying it.
Really? Watching your own time.
This is my own time.
Well,
it's my show.
There's a show going on. It's our show.
If you don't like it, you know where to go.
Well, yeah. Hey, to turn it off.
Down the river.
Hook a duck, mate.
Know what's good for you.
Mm.
Snooze and boil.
That's where that comes from. Mm. If anyone didn't know who she was.
Wonder what will be remembered.
Don't you get
for.
The reference? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Who's going to remember us?
Don't know. better do something. Better get out there and do something.
Yeah. Get jiggy with it.
What should we do?
Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Getting jiggy with it. Hmm?
Yeah, you're right. No one will.
Of course they will. Well, some will. Some won't. That's the way it goes, isn't it? Don't matter when you're gone. Who cares? You're gone, aren't you?
It'd be nice to leave a legacy, though, wouldn't it?
Would it? Just write a note or something.
I think you're thinking of a will.
Just a quick note, couple of lines.
What would you say?
Did this, did that. That'll do, to be honest.
Did this, did that. That'll do.
Yeah. Short and sweet.
Yeah.
To the point. If you want to find out more, do it.
Don't you think it would be good to leave something?
Like what?
I don't know.
A present. A secret present. No, a riddle. Just, a treasure map.
Well, this
treasure
is what,
map
this
to,
is
your,
what,
to your core.
This show, we've donated this show to the world, haven't we?
Right, how
not,
about
not this?
This
show. People have paid good money for this show.
Yeah, right.
But we've donated plenty of entertainment to the world, I suppose.
Right.
In our own small way.
Yeah. How about this, okay?
Go on.
I die first, right, out of me and you. After my funeral and stuff, which you've attended, a few days later, letter arrives.
Okay.
At your house.
Okay.
You open it. It's from me.
From you, right.
It's a map.
Okay.
With riddles and questions. Like,
I already know.
Things to solve.
I already know that there's no treasure. And if there is, it's a terrible treasure.
No. You.
So I don't follow it.
You spend the next year.
No.
Figuring out the,
no, because I know I know what you, I know no, you'd
spend,
stitch me up.
It consumes you.
It doesn't.
Night and day.
It doesn't.
Everything else just falls by the wayside.
So I'd stop cutting my hair. I stop looking after
just
my appearance.
Everything.
Yeah.
Just gone.
Mm.
Marriage breaks down. Everything.
Yeah. Okay.
You're low. You're on your own. Right. Just thinking, I'm going to be dead soon myself. I've got to find out what he's left. What does this lead to?
How old am I?
You're pretty old. Right. I mean, I died, so 90.
Oh.
No, I only live to over 100, so you're knocking on 100's door.
People don't really live to over 100.
Well,
unless
see.
They're in, like...
We'll see.
Well, I suppose they do.
Anyway, you're consumed by this puzzle, this riddle, this map. Where
I'm
does
not,
it lead?
But
where
let's,
does
sure,
it
let's,
lead?
Well, I'm wondering where this is going
to
lead,
his final... His, what's he done? He's... Mm. From beyond the grave, he's left me this. He must have thought it must be something amazing.
I think it's nothing.
What
though.
Is it? And it, you're, you know... You,
I'll tell you what it is. I know what it is. Can I make a prediction?
Can make a prediction.
Like. It's a treasure chest.
Mm-hmm.
And inside, it's just like a jack-in-the-box with your face.
Right.
And it comes out and punches me
no,
in the face.
That's not it.
Yeah.
What it is you follow it along.
Okay.
Years, maybe. Two or 3 years, perhaps.
Right.
You get to the end. It leads...
What is the end?
To a house.
Right.
You look at this and you've never seen it before. It's the middle of nowhere.
Where is it? In my country? Is it in England?
Maybe.
Or not?
Who knows?
Right.
Could be anywhere. Okay. But it's in the middle of nowhere. You look at it, you think, what's this house? Has he left me a house? Are there treasures inside the house? You don't know. You walk up to the door. You ring the doorbell. Suddenly, the other side, you see a figure coming to the door.
Yeah.
Door opens. It's me, still alive, didn't die, faked it all.
Just to get me?
Yeah.
Just to fool me?
Yeah.
Right.
And then, as you see me, you're so shocked, you have a heart attack, die, and I say, see, told you I'd win. Yeah?
If you do that, I would have to say, as I die, you win.
Yeah,
you are the best. If you can string me along, especially having told me about it already.
But you'll be senile by then, you won't remember.
No. Be smarter, be more with it. Can't be less with it.
More with it than you are now.
Can't be less with it, can I?
No, I'm impossible. Absolutely impossible.
Absolutely impossible.
Yeah, I better do it now because by the time I get to that age, no chance. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting us.
Yes, thank you. Hope you found that enjoyable and occupied your time satisfactorily.
Wow. Yeah. Sure.
Why
not?
We'll be back soon with more madness. Because that's what it is, really.
More ear noise. More noise for your ears.
It's sustenance.
In a way, it is. In a way, it's not.
Snooze and boil.